He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? My 1834 here, checking in on August 28th, Thursday. This is episode number 144 of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We missed some time. This is the first podcast we're putting up in about 3 weeks. The kids are on summer vacation, so I had some time off of work, enjoying time with the three kids. So we have been away from the studio, but we are back because Top Shot just revamped their new leaderboard. And we got to talk about the effects of it and what exactly it means or what you have to do to climb your team leaderboard. And I have high hopes that it is increasing some of the marketplace activity, but we'll see. So without further ado, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and other NFT projects as well. However, I'm a little upset with NFT projects, as I recently had some of my favorite NFTs stolen from me that have since been returned. But man, oh man, can the NFT world be a scary place. I can't even imagine how stressful it would be if you had like some of those really big money NFTs in your account and somebody, you know, somehow got in there and stole your shit, and there's like really nothing you can do about it. Must be horrifying. All right, so as mentioned in the intro, we have been away for about 3 weeks. We've been doing nothing but day trips and weekend trips with the kids while they're on vacation. Their summer vacation is running out of time. I took off as much time from work as I possibly could while they're still on vacation. So once, you know, the kids are back in school and I'm back to work, we'll be getting back in our regular weekly format. But for right now, that explains why we've been away for a little while. And let's be honest, people, NBA Top Shot has it's kind of been a little boring. All right, it's been a lot of prices declining. Just going back and like thinking about the heyday of NBA Top Shot, when packs were always super positive EV and there was moments that like you were dying to have, and you were constantly on, you know, the live tokens waiting for some moments to get listed at a lower price to try to jump in there and snipe some moments while somebody listed it for the wrong price. Now it's just a whole lot of $2 moments and some moments that were going for thousands and are now going for like $20. So it's been a rocky road for NBA Top Shot. Series 3 has been pretty tough. Definitely the worst, I'd say the worst series out of the first three. I mean, I think that kind of goes without saying at this point. But there's always been talk about a team leaderboard. Okay. And there's collectors out there that have completed their whole team. They have every moment from the favorite team, but we never really got rewarded for it. Yes, it was a big, you know, spike to your Top Shot score and all that good stuff, but was it really worth the investment? Because completing a team, guys, is not easy. And if it's your favorite team and your favorite team happens to have, you know, some star players on it, it can be very difficult and really costly to complete your whole team. So a lot of people just kind of didn't bother, because really, what's the point? You never really got anything. We always heard talks of, in real life, utility. There was going to be utility here, utility there. Collect your favorite players, collect from your favorite team. You're going to want the whole team set, but we never had a reason to. Well, NBA Top Shot revamped their team leaderboard. So we're going to take a look at it today, and then we're going to take a look at the marketplace and see if there's been any kind of effect worth noting. So looking at the new team leaderboard, it says here, I'm going to be doing a little bit of reading between different blog posts, and then we're going to talk about it. So it says here, introducing team leaderboards. See where you rank against your squad's best fans. Okay, so it says here in three little bullet points, lock moments, climb the board, win rewards. So let's see what this is all about. Now let's talk about the first thing here, and that's locking moments. Now we've never had anything like this before, so we should spend a little bit of time, make sure that we cover it well. So it says here, to join the action, designate your team's moments and see where you rank. Okay, so it says here that you need to lock in your moments for them to count towards your favorite team's leaderboard. So if you haven't checked out the locking moments yet with the new team leaderboard, but say you're a Kings fan and you have a bunch of like De'Aaron Fox and Halliburton's, unless you lock them, they're not even going to count towards your favorite team's leaderboard. You have to lock them in if you want to be a part of, you know, the leaderboard, the rankings. It has to be locked. So you could be out there, you know, a Lakers fan, you could have every Laker moment that was ever released, but unless you lock them, you're not even going to be on the leaderboard. All right, now locking moments sounds kind of scary. You ready for this? It says when you lock a moment, it will remain locked for 365 days. That is one full calendar year. It will be locked. At the end of the locking period, you'll be able to unlock the moment at your discretion. So it technically can be locked for longer than 365 days, but the minimum amount of time a moment will be locked for is one calendar year. Now, when you lock that moment, you will get the corresponding top shot score, and it will be tied into the team's leaderboard ranking. All right, so when you lock a moment, don't worry about your top shot score. It is still going to be the same. It is going to remain what your top shot score is. The moment is still in your account, but it's almost like you kind of get like a duplicate score that is going to go strictly towards the team leaderboard. Now, it's a tough decision, right? Because once you lock in a moment, it's locked for at least a calendar year. So you're not going to be able to sell the moment. You're not going to be able to burn the moment. However, you will be able to still use those moments if they are challenge requirements, which is, you know, it's good and bad in a way. It's good because you're not missing out on challenges. You can still complete them even if one of the requirements is a moment that you happen to have locked. You don't need to go buy an unlocked one from the marketplace. You can still use your locked moment to complete a challenge. However, if you're the kind of person that is holding your moments, then when a challenge pops up, if you have one of the requirements, you like to sell it. As you guys know, challenges usually cause a spike in moments value. It's not as much a spike as it was back in the day, but it might go up a few bucks. You wouldn't be able to sell. And if you're not going to complete the challenge, you just kind of have to hold and watch the value come up and then watch it go right back down. You can't move the moment. You can't sell it. Now, why do you want to lock in the moments? Because there's going to be rewards. You're going to get special rewards depending upon your position in the team leaderboard. It says here, Top Shot fans who qualify to win exclusive rewards based on their rankings. All right, so it says here, every NBA team and fan base will be able to earn at least four different NBA team leaderboard rewards in Series 4, meaning there'll be a minimum of 120 NBA rewards available to members of our global community who choose to participate in the new exciting aspect of collecting on NBA Top Shot. Additional rewards will be available for the WNBA and player leaderboards. Not every reward will be decided based on the same rules and criteria, ensuring a variety of levels of the community, blah, 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 blah. Nothing really crazy there. Let's keep going. Introducing moment reels. Reels are moments that contain multiple plays and highlights as they're coming to Top Shot. Now we've actually seen moment reels before, not an NBA Top Shot, but we've seen it on NFL All Day. On NFL All Day, they're called moment melts. That's when it could show like every single play of a game-winning drive, or it could show, you know, one, it could show a few rushing touchdowns by the same player in the same game. The really cool moments, I'm a New England Patriots fan. There's a rare moment melt of Damian Harris in his 3-touchdown game against the Buffalo Bills. And the moment itself is like a 2.5-minute long clip and it's him ripping off all three touchdown runs, which is really cool. So I like that moment reels are coming to NBA Top Shot, because think about when your favorite player gets like blazing hot and he like scores 9 points in a row. He's on like a personal 9-0 run. You can get a moment where it has the whole run. I think that that's really cool. So I'm happy to see moment reels are coming to NBA Top Shot. Now, I wanted to personally dive in to the team leaderboard. I guess you call it team leaderboard challenge, I guess you could call it. I'm a Boston Celtics fan, and I don't see myself selling off any of my Boston Celtics moments, as I want to keep them in my collection. So I figured, for me, why not lock in all my Celtics moments? It just makes sense. Like, there's a lot of stuff in my account that I have no problem with selling, you know, due to challenge spikes or, you know, just to trim some of the fat off the account. Some of those 60Ks that are just kind of taking up space and not very appealing to look at. So I went through and all the Celtics moments, I went ahead and I locked them all in. And I was pleased, or I should say surprised, when after I locked in all my Celtics moments, my current leaderboard rank was like 320. So I felt really good. I was like, oh, that's pretty high up there. However, since I've locked in those moments, it has come down a bit, as people are now, you know, going into the marketplace to buy a bunch of Celtics moments to lock them in, to try to, you know, maneuver their way up the leaderboard. So you can manipulate it and get higher up. Now, it actually shows you a bit of a preview of what the upcoming rewards are. It doesn't say what exactly it'll be. It's pretty vague. It says that the first one for the Celtics, it says to be revealed, but it will be a Celtics team reel. It doesn't say what the reel is. It doesn't, you know, say if it's all based around one player or if it's just the team in general. No idea, but it does say the eligibility and a rough estimate of when it will be dropped. So the eligibility for the first Boston Celtics team leaderboard, I guess you could call it, is you need to be in the top 750. So that makes it pretty easy to figure out what the mint count is going to be for the Celtics team role. It's going to be 750. So all you got to do is make sure that you're in that top 750. And it says here the date, it just says September 2022. So, you know, if it's September 2022, that means that this moment is going to be coming from the previous NBA season, as the 2022-2023 NBA season, right? Because the season starts in October. This the date for this will be September. So that's a whole month before the tip of the season. So I imagine it's going to be a real compiled of moments from the season that just ended. That's just my guess. Unless, you know, you somehow get like a, I'm doing air quotes here, reserved copy of the team reel, and it, they give it to you at some point during the next season of NBA play, not the next series of Top Shot. You know what I'm saying? So there is a world where it's like, okay, it's September, you made it into the top 750. You got a Celtics, and I'm sorry, I'm using Celtics a lot, but I'm looking at the screen and showing my stuff. So if you're a, you know, Grizzlies fan, just insert Grizzlies where I'm saying Celtics. So if you're in the top 750 of the Celtics leaderboard, there is a world where it's like, oh, congratulations, you made it. Now you have to wait X amount of time, and then you'll get your reward. So not really sure. I kind of hope it's for the upcoming season and not so much the last season, but, you know, we'll see. It actually shows two more upcoming rewards, and the second one just says eligibility is just question marks, and then it says when in 2022, and then there'll be a third one where it says eligibility, bunch of question marks, and then when in 2023. All right, so again, as a Celtics fan, let's go ahead and go into the marketplace and just take a look and type in Boston Celtics into the marketplace and see if any floors have risen, what's going on with the marketplace. Maybe some of the rares got a nice little uptick in price because you get more points towards your leaderboard score. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. So as I'm combing through all the Celtics moments that are currently listed on the marketplace, I don't want to bore you guys and give you like exact numbers of like, oh, hey, you know, this Josh Richardson 60K is going for this when it has an average sales of this, because that'd make for pretty boring radio. I think the best way to describe it would be all the very high mint count moments from 30 to 60K are all hovering right around the $3 range, which is, it's technically up like a whole dollar from what was going on before the team leaderboard really kicked off. Some of the rare moments did take pretty nice bumps. I'll I'll give you a couple examples here. Robert Williams, 1.8K limited edition series 2 throwdowns is up about $22. Average sales price of 64, currently going for 86. So that got a nice little bump there. Let's see if we have any more that take them up. See, it's still pretty inconsistent. So I'm looking here, right? So the Robert Williams is up about $20. The Jaylen Brown, and then there were four rare, is down like over $50, has the lowest ask of 83 with an average sales price of 129. So the Jaylen Brown is, is pretty heavily discounted. Now, I wonder if this could be because Jaylen Brown has kind of been a hot button topic around the NBA lately, because there's talks about how there's a chance that there's a chance the Celtics trade Jaylen Brown in a package to try to get Kevin Durant. In case you're wondering my thoughts on that, which I'm sure you're not, I really hope the Celtics do not trade Jaylen Brown in a package to get Kevin Durant. Jaylen Brown is much younger. We were just two wins away from winning the NBA Finals without KD. We just swept KD, who is much older, and we just added Brogdon and Gallinari, which are two pieces that I truly believe could have got you those two extra wins in the Finals to win the entire thing. So if you're listening out there, Brad Stevens, which I'm pretty sure you're not, but in case you are, or if someone in the organization is listening and brings this to your attention, please do not trade Jaylen Brown for Kevin Durant. That's all on that. Okay. So it looks like the legendary moments, have lost a bit of value. I think as people are just trying to take advantage and sell off the moments while people are, back buying stuff. So the legendaries are down a bit. It looks like it's about a few hundred bucks on average. And again, there's a Tatum, and then there were four. It's a challenge award, however, going for 400. That's up from 350, so that's up a bit. But again, a lot of the 60K, 40K moments, they're all going for about the same amount, which is about three. Some of them are touching four, but there's a lot of them going for three. So what I would do, I'll just tell you what I've done, and then you can decide what you want to do with this information. What I'm doing is I am listing a bunch of crap that I do not care about. A lot of 60Ks, 40Ks. There was some, playoff moments. The 2022 NBA playoff series 3 moments, the ones that are serial numbered, I think to like 8.5 or 8.250. I think it's actually both depending upon which round, but I'm taking those moments that I really don't care about. I'm leaving my full sets intact. My hustling shows, keeping all that. Extra spice, keeping all that. I'm keeping all that stuff together. Game recognized game, not being broke up, keeping them all together. But any loosies, like I do not have all the 2022 NBA playoff moments. So because I don't have them all, I'm keeping the Celtics for my leaderboard, locking them in. And I am shipping out the rest, selling them, and then I'm using the money acquired from selling the moments of players not on my team. I am going to then reinvest that Dapper into more moments from my favorite team to make sure my position on the leaderboard is safe and secured, because there's always people that are going to be gunning for your spot. And if only 750 people are going to get the first reward, granted, we have what, roughly 2 months before the first before the first reward comes out. Actually, technically it says September. We're at the end of what? August. So it's actually coming up pretty soon. It should be a little over a month. So you want to keep your spot. There's always going to be people buying moments from your favorite team. So what I'm doing is I'm shipping off all the moments I don't care about that are not Celtics, reinvesting into more Celtics moments, trying to get up as high on that leaderboard as possible without spending too much money to do it. And then, just going from there. That's how I'm handling NBA Top Shot for the foreseeable future, because really there isn't a ton else going on. And you might be wondering, if I'm locking in moments, I won't be able to participate in burn challenges, because once they're locked, you can use them for regular challenges, but you cannot burn them if they're locked. And do I care about that at all? No, because I don't see myself really ever burning any nice moments for a challenge reward that I could just go and buy in the marketplace for probably less than all the moments I need to burn anyway. So I am all the way out on the burn challenges, so I have no problem locking in my team's moments. I really hope that the rewards are worth it. I wish that there was a bit of a bigger spike in the marketplace, but you know, it's still early on. So once it becomes more publicized what the rewards are going to be for being on your team leaderboard ranked up so high, maybe that will make the marketplace start to go upwards. So it could be a good time to maybe scoop up some cheap rares from your favorite team to get up higher in the leaderboard that way. Just some food for thought. So I'm going to leave you with that. We are on Twitter at CryptoBallersTS. That's all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. Let me know if you guys are climbing your team leaderboard, and I want to know what rank you guys are for your team. All right, this is Money 1834 signing off.